Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Mike Lemons getting ready for tonight's contest. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Great interview today with Carroll Dale, wide receiver for the Packers. One of three reasons why Bart Starr could, you know, convert on third down to get three championship rings in a row. The first two Super Bowls when you got Carroll Dale, you got Boyd Dowler, Max McGee, whether it's on third down or on first down, you know, going deep, you know, big, tall receivers that had great hands that made the difference in that at the end of that Lombardi era. So,
did you find it interesting, his comment when he said, Bart's in the Hall of Fame, obviously. He said, I just wish some of Bart's wide receivers were there with him.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's just, it's the Jerry Kramer story. They've taken over a dozen Lombardi era players that, you know, the writers just had some sort of guilt, like they shouldn't all get in. And,
right.
You know, so it's a variety of players. A lot of defensive players have gotten into the Hall of Fame from that era, but they were great players, and it started with a great draft they had back in 57, and then Lombardi himself being able to pick players, but always it was Lombardi that got the best out of whoever he got into Green Bay.
Yeah, no doubt. So the Packers are gearing up, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, for tonight's contest. We're going to see the starters. We're going to see them go up against a pretty tough quarterback in Jackson, and you're watching the starters on defense, going to see the starters on offense. What are you looking for tonight?
Well, it's an interesting Ravens team. There's a great article we're going to put up here on the Bill Michaels page from Forbes Sports that talks about your opponent tonight, how good they've been at defense year after year. They rated out, you know, number one overall last year in defense, but for 20 years they've been in the top 10, where the Packers, and even under Dom, you know, could barely get into the 20s some years. And, you know, that's a credit to Ozzie Newsome and now John Harbaugh. He's got one Super Bowl ring. He's a special teams coach, but he's always had, you know, great demands on that. Now, they've kind of retooled their defense, but they've always had a tough one. Aaron Rodgers mentioned that this will be a good test, a tough test, even if it's preseason and just a quarter, for him to unveil what the LaFleur offense is going to look like when he's out there with the ones. And then, you know, they made this move. They went away from the pure passer, the pocket passer, Joe Flacco. They traded him for a fourth-round pick. They used that pick on a really speedy kid, Justice Hill, a running back. He's going to be a rookie back there. Lamar Jackson was talking about how quick he can hit it, so we'll be looking for that. That's 4.4 speed at running back out of the Ravens' backfield tonight. But it's this Lamar Jackson, another one of these tremendously athletic quarterbacks, but you know, I don't always believe in these guys. I think of Tebow, I think of Michael Vick. I think that the reason the Ravens beat the 49ers is because Joe Flacco had the touch that day and could hit 35-yard passes, where Colin Kaepernick was off just a little bit. And at the end of the day, it's got to be the touch that you put on the football. It's like when I saw Aaron Rodgers the other day out there with Kaiser and Boyle and Wilkins. They did the bucket drill, and it was really the first time in camp that I paid attention to that, because there's other things at the other end of the field I've watched. But they're standing 50 yards downfield. They got the rim, the metal rim with the net, and a couple of throws, Aaron's like, okay, I'm missing it. Then Aaron settles down, and he plants his feet, and the ball goes high and arches, and it's a perfect spin, and that's when he drills it into that hole. And Kaiser and Tim Boyle, they could never get a perfect spin from 50 yards away. It still had a wobble to it. They're trying to get the distance. They're trying to get in the area or in that bucket. But at the end of the day, if you can really spin the football, you can drop it into guys' hands. But this Lamar Jackson kid says he knows the pressure is on to be the next Patrick Mahomes, the next Carson Wentz, to take that step up as a second-year quarterback, and he's got to work. He's got an arm, but it's the accuracy, and he was asked, what's it going to take to get there?
Work, and more work. That's all, you know, just getting the ball to my receivers, trying to be accurate, throwing at their face mask, not trying to throw it behind them. If I do, you'll notice, because I'm going to always be like, you know, slapping my hand like I got to get it right. Just constant, you know, work on myself, like putting pressure on myself to get better.
You know, so he's great athletic skills, running all over the field, Bill. a handful, but he's got to learn to manage the game with his arm and get to the ball to his receivers. And John Harbaugh is a good NFL coach, man. He's seen it all, beat his brother in the Super Bowl against the 49ers, and he was asked, what do you think it is with some of these quarterbacks like Jared Goff, who took such a jump up in his second season in the NFL?
Well, that's a great question. It would take some study, you know, to think about it. If I was just going to shoot off the top of my head on why quarterbacks are making bigger jumps from year one to year two, I would say probably because they come in more prepared maybe than they used to in the passing game. I mean, colleges and high schools throw the ball around so much more than they used to. They probably got a better foundation under them already. And then it's just a matter of getting used to the speed of the game and getting accustomed to the guys around them and the defenses they're playing, as opposed to developing, you know, from the ground up with an understanding of the passing game.
And I agree. I think these guys took a jump in knowledge. They took a jump in ability. They got into the weight room. I mean, just all the things you do as a quarterback. I mean, all the things that Aaron Rodgers did after his first couple of years behind Brett Favre. We knew he had talents, but he doesn't look anywhere near like the kid that came walking through the door when he was drafted in 2008.
No, and it's reading the defenses and all of those things as well. So first-team offense for the Green Bay Packers is out there tonight with Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari protecting them at left tackle. You're going to want to see him complete passes to Devontae, to Jimmy Graham, and then you want him to get the ball downfield to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And they've been trying to feed him on deep passes. And Aaron, we asked, you know, you're a little off. I mean, he's open. He'll beat Jair Alexander by two steps. How come it's sort of a 50-50 thing right now and you'd be able to target? He says, frankly, I still need to get in sync with his speed. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is so damn fast at Aaron Rodgers, I'm still not used to it. This guy can break away. 4-3 speed. If he gets the go route and on single coverage, if they're double-teaming Devontae, you know, look out. You know, I know that sometimes people roll their eyes when they hear Aaron Rodgers being critical of his teammates, but I'm telling you, he's giving us gold. He's being honest, and I don't think he needs to cover up. I think he needs to challenge his teammates and his coaches and the whole organization to try and live up to his standard or Devontae's or the standards that Jordy set before him. And so he's got that new coaching staff, and he's got the new offensive game plan, and so now it's going to be on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders to show this off. But I thought this was an interesting discussion. He said, all right, you kind of got a little critical of MVS toward the end of his rookie season. And what are the things that he wasn't doing? What are the things that you think these guys need to do to be at the level that you talk about when it comes to Randall Cobb or Jordy or even Donald Driver?
A lot of it is finish. It's, if you watch the best kind of practice habits over the years, I think about Ryan Grant, and anybody who watched practice would know that Ryan would take it to the house just about every run he had. Driver would practice like that. James Jones, Jordy, Cobbie, Devontae for years. There's just a way of doing it where once you catch the ball or once you run into a defender, it's not play over, I'm going to jog out of it. It's you're moving, you're blocking for another guy, you're continuing the play, you're making football moves through the big cone we used to have, through 20 yards where we say now, that's the way to practice. You know, it's the speed at which you're executing your responsibility and then finishing the play. And those guys in the room, especially Devontae and Randall, did a good job of reminding and showing Marquez what that was all about last year. And it really sunk in, I think, in the second half of the season. And that was really good to see. And now, you know, he's a leader by example at practicing the right way.
So, Bill, other question marks tonight with the offense for the Packers is at running back, because Aaron Jones will not go. Even though I saw him jogging full out, you know, they're going to be careful with him with a hamstring. Jamal Williams still not back. So that means more Trey Carson and the rookie running back Dexter Williams back there running back. The tight ends, you know, Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, and then Robert Tonyan. Jay Sternberger, last we heard from LaFleur, he's still in the concussion protocol from that hit last week Monday against Lonnie Johnson that started that camp fight between the Texans and the Packers. So that's an interesting battle if they're going to keep three or four. You know, they talk about how much they need a fullback, how much they need three or four tight ends to run the different personnel groups that LaFleur wants to run. And so that's going to be an interesting decision with all these guys they want to keep a tight end and a running back as they get to the roster cuts.
Hey, Mike, real quick. By the way, I said Aaron Rodgers drafted in 2008. He started in 2008, drafted in 2005. But Kevin King, is he going to play tonight?
No, he's still out. Now, Tony Brown is the guy that's getting the corners, and Aaron gave him high praise on how hard he's working, that he's one of the first guys in, one of the last ones out, and he's not just hanging around. He's either in the weight room or he's looking at film, and they might be moving on with Tony Brown if Kevin King can't get back on the field here pretty quick. That's what you're seeing in there. And when speaking of defense, too, this is a big night because we get to see Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith at those outside linebackers. And Mike Pettine said something really interesting earlier this spring about, you know, when the season was over with and Mike had been let go, McCarthy, he sat down with Gutekunst, who said, what do you need? And they both agreed that they needed to make some changes in the coaching staff. Joe Witt did not come back. Certainly Winston Moss did not come back, your outside linebackers coach. And I think he said, I need a different kind of outside linebacker. I need bigger guys, probably younger guys, certainly faster guys than what I got right now with Nick Perry and Clay Matthews. So listen to Clay Matthews on NBC Sports when free agency kicked in and the phone call he got from the Packers headquarters.
I was actually headed over there to get a workout in because it was a few days before free agency. They let me know that it just wasn't in the cards moving forward, wished me the best of luck moving forward, and we wrapped up a 10-year career in about a 30-second phone call.
See ya. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, I said the other day, you're not going to get a party. You know,
no.
I mean, they're not going to come in, bring you in and say, hey, come on in. We want to give you balloons and cake. Thank for all you're done. I mean, that's usually the way those things end. And
it was a nice press release. He got three paragraphs, and that's usually the way the measuring stick. If you get three paragraphs, then that means they like you, and someday you might be back for the Packers Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
but
Mike certainly
Pettine,
will
Mike Pettine, your defensive coordinator, had this to say about he needed to bring in a couple of more of his coaches and how much he needed some of these players like Za'Darius, like Preston, who will make their debut tonight against Za'Darius' old team, the Ravens, and the changes he needed to make in order to get his defense going in the second year.
As a staff, you know, those of us that are back, and then the new additions, the one thing that we did in the offseason is we wanted to make sure that we cleaned up some of the issues with the scheme and simplified it. Were fewer calls this training camp, and we simplified some things. And I think that's helped because the guys we brought in, they're football smart. They've picked it up quick. At first glance, I mean, and some people have already made the comment, too, is just how much longer, you know, how much more length we have on defense, and those two are a big part of it. In the NFL, you have to be able to set edges, your defense. If you can funnel the ball back inside, you see most explosive runs result as result from the ball getting outside. And then these are guys that they've both proven that they can rush the passer. Za'Darius has done it both inside and outside. Preston and from the outside, and he's also, you know, played in space some at Washington as well. So I mean, these are two experienced guys that are smart. They're our kind of guys, and they've been as advertised, and we're just looking forward to moving forward with them.
And one thing we learned last Thursday night against the Texans, Bill, is Mike Pettine has decided to get out of the box, and he's down on the sidelines calling the defenses. Now, usually these coordinators, they like to be in the box because they can see the field better and anticipate what the substitutions are from the team you're going against. But he's decided, at least last week, he tried it on the sidelines, so we'll be looking for that to see if that's the way he wants to run the defense in 2019.
Mike, good stuff, and look forward to hearing more. And we got the postgame show tonight. Should be fun.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. There you go. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mike is brought to you by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Green Bay, where they have newly renovated rooms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.